Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome, besties, and welcome to Imperfectly Polished, the space where we celebrate confidence, wellness, self-care, and the beautifully messy journey of being human. Have you ever wondered why one person can eat bread every day and feel amazing, and someone else feels bloated just after one slice? Or why your friend can survive on 5 hours of sleep, but you need 8 just to function? Why does one person respond brilliantly to a particular diet while another sees no results at all? For years we've been told that there's one right way to eat, one perfect workout routine, one magic formula for better health. But what if that's never been true? What if the secret isn't following someone else's plans, but understanding your own body? We're living in an era where health is becoming increasingly personal. Instead of asking, what's the best diet, we start to ask a much better question, what's best for me? And that's where DNA testing comes in. Could a simple DNA test help us better understand our nutrition, fitness, metabolism, and even our long-term health risks? And perhaps just as importantly, where do we separate science from social media hype? Joining us today is someone who's passionate about helping people understand that they are so much more than their averages. Gabby Sadilski is a registered dietitian, personal trainer, and precision nutrition practitioner who uses DNA testing to help people personalize their health based on their unique genetics, lifestyle, and environment. Gabby, welcome to Imperfectly Polished.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into DNA genetics and personalized health, we always like to get to know the person behind the profession. So, Gabby, it's time for one of our favorite Imperfectly Polished segments, What's in Your Bag? Gabby, if we looked inside your gym bag today, what's 3 things we would always find?
Well, Monique, I have to be honest with you, I'm a CrossFitter and I wouldn't be a real CrossFitter if I didn't tell you that.
Yeah.
So,
once a CrossFitter, always a CrossFitter.
Exactly. And in my CrossFit bag, I have always got my weightlifting belt. Mm-hmm. I have got my skipping rope and my tape to protect my hands.
As someone who's passionate about health, Gabby, what's one snack you'll never be without?
So I'm always a snacker on fruits, yogurts, fruit and yogurt together. Mm-hmm. Those are just my go-to snacks.
So funny, because I can't eat fruit and yogurt together. The thought, like, absolutely, it must be a tactile thing with me, but I cannot mix them together. Anyway, that's just a side point. You're a dietitian, personal trainer, businesswoman, and mom to 2. How do you juggle all these roles without burning out?
With difficulty, but it takes a lot of organization. I made a decision. I made a promise to myself when I had my kids. I did take a lot of time off, and when I started working again, I made a decision that I'm going to make my own hours. I'm lucky enough to have that flexibility.
Yes.
And that I want to be with my children in the afternoon. I want to be the ones fetching them from school.
So you plan your work around that.
Taking them for lifts and also just having boundaries around it. Mm-hmm. Only working specific hours that I've pre-planned. I have a lot of help. My parents are wonderful, a very supportive husband, and a wonderful nanny and maid.
Amazing. Gabby, outside of work, what brings you the greatest joy?
So, of course, my family, traveling, learning, those all give me a lot of joy.
Is there a wellness trend that you tried that simply wasn't for you?
Yes, I actually tried intermittent fasting.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
It wasn't for me because I love breakfast.
Okay.
So, yeah, it works for some, not for others. I'm just like what we're going to talk about today.
Exactly. Yes. What's one thing that would surprise people to learn about you?
I really love Marvel superhero movies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which is your favorite?
Oh, my word. I love Avengers. I'm so sad that 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 series ended. I loved Thor because, I mean, who doesn't?
Me, don't know anything about it, so I'll just keep quiet on the topic.
Try it. Okay. You'll love it.
If you had one completely guilt-free day to yourself, how would you spend it?
Sure, I would wake up late, maybe get a workout in, do some shopping, lunch with a friend, get a massage, nap in the afternoon, and then
a proper self-care day.
Self-care, husband, dinner with my husband in the evening, and that it's a lot, but I would.
It's a lot.
Those are all my favorite things.
Yeah. Today's conversation is all about understanding the incredible blueprint that makes each of us unique. Could our DNA hold the key to better health? Let's find out. Gabby, when people hear DNA testing, many immediately think of ancestry tests. What exactly is DNA testing in the context of health and nutrition?
So DNA testing, what I do, is part of precision nutrition. So that's looking at the individual's genetic variations. So we work with nutrigenetics and nutrigenomics. And those two things are, well, nutrigenetics is basically how your body utilizes and processes nutrients. And then your nutrigenomics is also how your how nutrients can either turn on or turn off genes. So we have all our genes that are inherited, and then every now and then there's a tiny little change in them, and that can then cause a variation. That's what makes us unique from everybody else.
Even though I'm a twin, we're still different. I'm just asking.
That I'm actually not 100% sure about. Okay. I'll get back to you.
Okay, thanks, Gabs. You often say that medicine is based on averages, but people aren't average. So what do you mean by that?
So we are all individuals, and what works for one person doesn't work for another. And there's no one-size-fits-all for health and diet. So we look at unique genetics and how your lifestyle and your genetics work together so that you can have a plan that really, really works, or a plan for the future that really, really works.
So just one question that popped into my head. Do you take the genetics just from the parents, your parents, if you're talking about myself?
So what we do is it's like a little pinprick test of your blood, because your DNA is packaged into every single cell of your body. You get, yes, you get your all your genes from your parents, but then there are those slight variations. So if I have, so what I have in one variation, my mom might not have, or my brothers. So those are unique to every individual. But actually, 99.9% of our genes are all the same in everybody.
Oh, sure.
But that 0.1% are these little tiny variations, that these changes in the proteins in your DNA that just happen randomly. So
that can change everything.
That can change everything, yes.
How does precision nutrition differ from traditional approach to dieting?
So a lot of the time we find like there's one size fits all for diet. And like we mentioned before, one thing might not help work for another. As you said in the beginning, one person might eat bread and be fine and another might not. So,
but I mean, back in the day, we were all, if you ever did like a way less diet or something, you were given 4 carbs or 3 carbs and 3 proteins. It was pretty much based around the similar approach to everyone kind of thing. So it's obviously changed since then.
Yes, there's a lot of research that has gone into this. Yes, and those basic things work.
Yes, basic. Okay, so we'll call them basic.
Yeah, the basic
Six
things
works.
Work.
Yeah.
But when we want to get more in detail, in depth, and cut out the guesswork, then genetics or DNA testing is your go-to.
So what kind of things can a DNA test actually tell us about our health?
There's so much.
Is yours.
so much. So we can look at how our detox systems are working, that can be slow or fast. We can look at maternal health. There's a test for if a mother needs more of specific nutrients while she's pregnant. There is also, if you're an athlete or you're an exercise or a gymmer, then there's parts that can tell you exactly what exercise you need to do and how much of it you need to do. also your injury susceptibility and your recovery time for exercise. It can even tell you your risk for cognitive decline. There's so much. One that I love is also it can tell you like whether you might be gluten intolerant or lactose mm-hmm. intolerant. There's so much.
We'll elaborate.
We will get into it.
Yeah. We'll be back right after the ad break.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome back. We are talking to Gabby. We're continuing our conversation. So can DNA testing, Gabby, help explain why some diets work brilliantly for one but not the other?
Definitely. There is a test that we look into those things. It shows you whether you should eat a low-carb diet, a low-fat diet, Mediterranean diet, vegetarian diet. It definitely can tell you those things.
So are you saying, in a roundabout way, or not really roundabout, that everything we've done up to date for our body and ourselves hasn't been exactly what we should have been doing, and we've been wasting time, or not really?
No, not really, because there's always those basic things that that you need to do for your health: exercise, drinking more water, having more fruits and vegetables. The general things work.
But now we can get more specific to being tailor-made.
Exactly. So it's not the basic things that are not complicated, mm-hmm. those still work.
Okay.
But then if you want to go even deeper, mm-hmm. then DNA testing is where it's at.
Are there particular health conditions where DNA testing can be especially valuable?
So not really, because it doesn't predict anything. It's more just like your susceptibility to disease and your risk factors. So when we test certain genes, we can see, okay, maybe you're more susceptible to getting an autoimmune illness or something. But anybody might have that gene, whether it's expressed or not.
Oh, fine.
It depends on what you do in your lifestyle.
Interesting point. So if I came to you, let's talk personally, that my father presented with cancer and I want to see if I specifically carry that gene, that's what I'd come to you for. That specific cancer or a cancer gene in general?
So there's no cancer gene.
Okay.
Like I said, it's really just susceptibility mm-hmm. and risk. But if I see in your report that your oxidative stress factors mm-hmm. or there's a lot of oxidative stress factors in your genes, then I'm thinking, okay, cancer risk.
Okay.
So it's not saying, okay, because you have these oxidative stress genes, mm-hmm. you're going to get cancer. But let's make sure that you're getting a lot of antioxidants in your diet and doing lots of exercise, etc., so that we can prevent.
So is it preventative then?
It is. It is preventative. So this kind of medicine or this mm-hmm. nutrition is preventative medicine.
There's a lot of information online about genetic testing. How can we separate genuine science from marketing hype at the moment, Gabby?
So it is very tricky because there's so much out there, especially with all our social media. Just look at people's qualifications. If you see somebody talking about genetic testing or something that you see on those levels, click on their bio, click on their links, see what they're actually about. Are they qualified to give this information? There are a lot of influencers out there that really do know a lot of stuff, but you can't tell one from the other.
Yes.
So stick with the reputable resources. Obviously, I'm biased as a registered dietitian.
Of course.
Dietitians will
goes without saying
only give you the science and the genuine information. And then also, a lot of the time, there's a lot of fear-mongering that these people put out, wellness influencers or whatever. So try not to give into that or be scared. Just do research, look into it. Don't just take everything that they say as gospel.
So what are the kind of things that people would come to you to test for?
So if somebody comes and, well, a lot of people just want to improve their health.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, and that's, something that we can do. That's with the DNA. It really is just like that overall health.
So they would come to you. Yeah. So they would come to you, would do the testing, and then you would have a personalized plan for them post the results, and then you sit and work out what is best for them in terms of diet mainly.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, they can come in and we can see that they have the gene that puts them at a high risk for high insulin or diabetes. Then we work around that. We look at, okay, are they detoxing properly? Then we also...
Can you explain that a bit more, detoxing properly?
Okay, so your liver and your kidneys mm-hmm. are your detox organs. Mm-hmm. There's three phases of detox in the liver. Mm-hmm. And so what happens with phase one, your toxins go into the phase, and then whatever needs to be detoxed gets detoxed there. Let's say it's working right. It's running. Okay. It's running smoothly. Then it goes straight into the phase two phase, mm-hmm. and then the phase three is basically your elimination out your body. When you have genes that are maybe not there, so these ones may or may not be there, mm-hmm. or you have genes that slow down that process, these toxins then stick around a lot longer, especially in between the phase one and the phase two. And then they're just kind of like these disorganized molecules, like those naughty kids in class, mm-hmm. and they just want to cause havoc. So, I mean, and that also then causes problems like your... inflammation.
Yes. And inflammation is a very big word these days. It feels like it's on everyone's lips all the time.
Exactly. So, yeah, then you're not getting rid of your toxins properly, and then they run around basically causing chaos.
So my next question obviously would be, if you're never going to do the DNA testing, you'll never know what's happening in your body, or your body still give you signs, and possibly will it be too late when it gives you those signs?
So, yes, it can be too late. If you don't test, then you can see, like, well, just for my example, mm-hmm. to form a personal example, I always suffered from hormonal issues mm-hmm. since I was a teenager. And I have the endometriosis, I have PMS, and all of those things that go with it. This could even be for somebody who has now PCOS, or okay. now it's called PMOS. So what we could have tested mm-hmm. long ago is our DNA hormones.
Okay.
And then you can see that your estrogen is not being processed in a healthy way. Mm-hmm. And this is then what causes these issues. So it can happen.
Yes.
So like yes, I got endometriosis. Mm-hmm. I have bad PMS. Mm-hmm. But right now, I can still do things because I'm still, you know, haven't been into menopause yet. Mm-hmm. So I can still change those things. What's done is done, but like it's not going to...
It's not going to set you back.
It's not going to set me back, yes. Some things, you know, again, damage may have already been done.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that you can't already do something. You can't still do something about it.
Gabby, how much of our health is determined by genes? And I think this is important as well. Then how much is influenced by our lifestyle choices? Also, the key phrase on everyone's lips is lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. It's a combination of both, Monique. So what I always say is your genes load the gun and your lifestyle pulls the trigger. So the best way I can explain this is with an example. You always get those people who they smoked for 20, 30, 40 mm-hmm. years and they never got cancer. Then you get the person who maybe was exposed to secondhand smoke for a long time in their life, and then they get unfortunately diagnosed with lung cancer. That can be a genetic thing.
Okay.
Whether that first person maybe has those really strong detoxification genes and the second person doesn't. So that can explain a lot of things. So like I said, a lot of the time, if you have the gene, but you can modify it. You can do things that reduces the expression of the gene.
If someone discovers they have a genetic predisposition to a particular condition, Gabby, should they be worried?
No, not at all. It's not a It's not a death sentence or anything. Yes. It's not a prediction.
I think that's important to say.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing that scares people a lot about these DNA testing, because I'm not testing you're going to get cancer. Mm-hmm. But when I see like somebody's report that maybe has got a lot of oxidative stress genes, then yes, I'm thinking cancer. I'm thinking heart issues, heart disease. Or if I see somebody with lots of inflammation factors, then I'm going to be thinking autoimmune, I'm going to be thinking heart. So what we do is then change things, add supplements, change diet, lifestyle, etc., so that those genes, the risk of those genes actually expressing themselves in those ways is a lot, the risk is much lower.
So just to clarify, is it slowing it down or it can it stop it?
It can stop it. Yes, either it's slowing down or it can stop it.
One of the biggest misconceptions is that our genes determine our destiny. Is that true?
No, not at all. Like I said, these genes are very modifiable. It's not something to be scared about, because we know it's actually empowering. We know there's something we can do. Yes, it's not saying like, oh, wow, I have so much inflammation markers in my genes. Like, it's not like, wow, I have all of this, but there is something I can do about it.
A quick question that's popped into my head, which I think maybe the listeners would want to know, is it covered by medical aid?
No, it's not. So unfortunately, medical aids are a bit sticky about these things. So unfortunately, no, it's not. But it is something that is an investment. So it's an investment in your health. It's a once-off. Mm-hmm. Well, there's actually a lot of different tests. So if you choose to just do one at a time, then the following ones are actually cheaper.
Okay.
Your initial one is probably going to be the most expensive, but it's an investment in your health. So it's really important.
We'll be right back after the ad break.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're back with Gabby, and social media, Gabby, constantly tells us what supplements to take, what diets to follow, and what workout is so-called best. Has wellness become too one-size-fits-all?
It really has, because this industry is massive. It preys on people's insecurities and how we should look. And, I mean, we can just see from all the GLP-1 and Ozempic hype, the abuse of it. I think they're fantastic, to be honest, but mm-hmm. When used in the right context, just a side note. But, people, again, prey on insecurity, especially women's.
Yes.
And if there was one diet that worked, then we'd all be on it and we'd all be living
I'd be living my best life.
Healthy lives until 100 with very little issues.
Yeah.
So the next fad diet that comes out is It's just another thing. It's not one. There's always going to be something.
Yeah, there's always going to be something, because we're chasing the perfection of what society deems what we need to be, specifically,
exactly,
as you said, women.
We're chasing impossible standards.
What are some of the biggest mistakes people make when trying to improve their health?
So there are a lot of people have a very all or nothing mentality. So that doesn't work, because if you say I'm on diet, it means I'm either on it or I'm off it.
Mm-hmm.
So we should all just strive to have a healthy lifestyle and then have some room for indulgence and not such restriction.
Mm.
So I feel like people, they restrict way too much, and then that causes, it works for a while, then it causes a binge, and then you feel guilty, and this whole diet cycle happens. And then we just keep going round and round and round. There's no consistency, and it's just this binge restrict cycle.
So then on that note, Gabby, can you see if yo-yo dieting or fad diets that people may not have tried their whole lives impacts in their DNA testing at all?
It won't, no.
Okay,
because you'll test your DNA,
mm-hmm.
whether you are 5 years old or 60 years old,
fine.
It doesn't change. Okay. So whether when we test it and then we modify things, or you do all the things that you're supposed to do to help reduce the gene expression, your DNA won't change.
Okay.
Just the way it's expressed will.
Have you had any clients whose DNA results completely changed the way they approach their health? I would imagine yes, but can you give us some examples?
Exactly. So I just feel in general, it's very eye-opening for people.
It's like a light bulb moment.
There's always these aha moments, like, oh, that's exactly why I'm like this, etc. A lot of the people that come, there's actually a sweet tooth gene.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, either you know, that's what you see those people.
I love that. I'm not testing it. Don't even.
Well, I have
even
it.
Even if you offered it to me for free, I don't want to know.
Well, but I mean, I'm sure you'll know anyways.
Yeah.
But I mean, I have it. So, I mean, my husband always laughs at me. Like, I'll say, oh, I'm just going to have a bite of dessert. And then I'll end up just keeping on picking at it.
But you'll blame that sweet tooth genetic.
Exactly. So, but then you're not blaming yourself. Oh, it's my lack of discipline and my lack of willpower. Like, I have a sweet tooth, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, though, it explains those people that can walk past the dessert table and not bat an eyelid, and then the others that keep coming back for seconds and thirds. So it does.
So is there genetic testing for anything?
There's a lot. There's a lot, and they keep coming out with more and more. I mean, since I did my training, my first training in 2016,
mm-hmm.
There has been. No, they just keep adding more and more and more genes to the tests, and it's actually quite hard to keep up. And it's becoming a lot. It's becoming very, very popular.
I get that.
So back in 2016, hardly anyone knew about it. It was very new. And
but I think people are these days very focused, razor focused on their health.
Yeah.
And wanting to live the best lives they can live.
100%.
And I guess if the DNA testing helps, all the better.
100%.
So what are the most popular tests?
So the most popular would be, so there's one called the DNA Core. It's actually a 3-in-1.
Mm-hmm.
So it tests, like, first your biological areas, which are things which we've spoken about, like inflammation, detoxification. Another one called methylation, which is complicated. So it's a thing. I'm not going to explain it right now. But also your lactose intolerance, gluten intolerance.
Which Jews aren't lactose or gluten intolerant.
100%. 100%. So, I mean, you'll...
You can tick that box already.
Tick. So, also, you can see actually the severity of it.
Okay.
So that's one part of it. The other part is the diet. So, basically, which involves your sweet tooth gene, which diet is best for you.
I've learned something new today. I never even knew that existed.
No, 100%. Then also, like, how well you utilize fats and carbs in your body. And then the third part is the activity or your active test. Mm-hmm. So that's the things like how well you recover, what exercise you should do, your susceptibility to injury. So that, I think, is the most comprehensive overall test. Another really super interesting one is the hormone test. The DNA hormones.
I mean, now with, I think, people moving into perimenopause and menopause earlier these days, I mean, I might stand to be corrected. I'm sure you are inundated with women who want to know about their hormonal DNA.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, I mean, you just have to open your social media and all you hear is perimenopause. It's fascinating.
And it can actually get quite nerve-wracking.
100%.
What is out there.
100%. I'm constantly wondering whether I'm in perimenopause or not.
Me too. I tick all those boxes. No, I'm just ticking two at the moment. Okay, so obviously I'm not, because the hot flushes aren't exactly there yet. So I go, sure, okay, not yet.
Yeah, 100%. Or are you irritated with your husband's chewing? Those sort of things.
Exactly. So let's go more into that, because I think a lot of women would like to hear more about it, the hormonal DNA testing.
So that shows you things like I've mentioned before, how your body is actually detoxing your hormones. Because your hormones are messengers. Mm-hmm. They go and do their job from the A to B. And then when they're done doing their job, they have to leave your body somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But then a lot of the time, people's pathways are slow or too fast. So like mine, like I said to you earlier, my pathways are slow and my hormones are not detoxed in the healthiest manner.
Okay.
So then we can present with things like possible early menopause.
Okay.
possible PCOS or PMOS, mm-hmm. the endometriosis factors, the PMS, sore breasts and all mm-hmm. of that before your period, the acne and all of those things. So it's also for men.
Yes, let's not forget the men out there. It's also the
men, yeah. Yes. So I've just recently started going in depth in my training for the hormones. Mm-hmm. But so it was previously just DNA estrogen.
Okay.
Now it's been converted to DNA hormones, which covers a whole bunch of other hormones. So currently the estrogen one mm-hmm. is what I'm focusing on. But I will keep you posted on the
Please
rest.
Keep us posted. We'll definitely want to know more, specifically for the men as well. It's not exactly. just about women and yeah. hormones.
Yeah, I mean, things like prostate cancer are also sure. very, very,
it's very,
very, very important. Yeah.
If someone is curious about DNA testing, where should they start?
So I can do the DNA testing. Mm-hmm. I do it, it's a little pinprick, your mm-hmm. finger, and a little like, basically like doing a blood sugar test.
Okay.
I send it to the lab. I use a lab called DNalysis.
Okay.
They're here in Ulovo. They're also worldwide. They're, in my opinion, they are the best lab at the mm-hmm. moment, and I use them. So you can also do it directly through DNalysis. But the important part is you want to go do it through a dietitian, then you get that feedback
yes,
from
of course.
Your dietitian.
I mean, I think the feedback is
exactly.
the most important part, actually.
Exactly, because if you get this test with all these words and
I
all these
know
scientific...
I wouldn't know how to decodify
exactly.
it.
And then that also causes a lot of stress.
We'll be right back after the ad break.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
As we begin wrapping up today's conversation, I want to leave our listeners with practical advice, because understanding your body is one thing, but knowing what to do with that information is another. So is DNA testing, as we said, we've mentioned before, a once-off investment, or is it something people would want to repeat?
Yeah, so you can, obviously, as more and more genes come out with the research and more tests are being developed, you can do it multiple times, but you don't have to repeat the same tests over and over again. Your genes are not changing. Like I said, whether you have your genetic, you can do it on children.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you test a child's genes when they're 3 or when they're 50, it's not going to change. So it is a once-off investment. And then what's nice with the lab I use is that you pay for your first test, and then every subsequent test is at a discount.
That makes a huge difference, because I'm sure it's not. Now that we are talking about costs, I'm sure there is a listener that's going to ask, how much is their initial outlay for the DNA testing?
So for the one that I would recommend to everybody, to the one where we start,
mm-hmm.
For the DNA core, that's the 3-in-1.
Okay.
It's around 5,000 rand. Then, so that's what you pay your, okay. that's what you pay DNalysis. Wow. Then the actual consultation with me afterwards, mm-hmm. which is also very, very necessary, like we mm-hmm. said, so that there's no confusion.
Of course,
and that
you can't decode something yourself.
Exactly. A concrete plan to go ahead. Then that is a different cost, mm-hmm. and that's covered for me. It's mostly covered by medical aid.
Okay, that's great to know. What are some simple lifestyle changes everyone can make today, even without a DNA test?
It's actually very simple. The usual. Drink plenty of clean water. Move your body. Exercise. Have more fruits and vegetables and more plant-based foods like your legumes and your beans. And also just protect your mental health.
I think you were leading me on to the next question. Let's talk about the not-so-elephant in the room, stress, and how that impacts everything.
Yeah, stress, definitely. It does. It impacts so much. When you are not feeling great, when your mental health is out of control, you can't be healthy. You can't focus on living a healthy lifestyle. So I mean, also, and the stress then, like we know, there's a whole cascade of hormones.
Yes.
Cortisol, I mean, that one is also on everyone's lips. The cortisol is a stress hormone. Mm-hmm. If that is chronically high, then we become, you can get adrenal fatigue. You can have chronic burnout, as well as you can just be gaining weight out of nowhere, especially for women. And
why
it's just
is it always
good.
Women, Gabby?
For women, yeah. It's, I don't know.
We've got
a
raw
deal,
end
of the stick, yeah.
So at the top of my head now, again, because sometimes I stick to the script, sometimes I don't, does stress then impact your results?
It won't impact your results, what you actually get in your test. But it affects the...
After
effect. So basically, yeah, the cortisol, the stress, that those hormones are going to... They're going to increase your inflammation.
So then you'll work with your client how to manage all that and bring down the inflammation.
Exactly. So from dietary perspective, you can bring down the inflammation. But then it's also obviously very important to refer out to whatever it is you want to do.
Yes.
Yoga, meditation, psychologists, body talk, all the other different somatic therapies, like TRE and...
So it's a holistic approach, actually.
It's very holistic, completely.
Just before we wrap up, wellness can sometimes feel overwhelming with so much conflicting advice online. What's your advice, Gabby, for people trying to tune out the noise and simply become healthier?
If it sounds too good to be true, it is. So stick with, like I said, stick with your basics and also your healthcare professionals. Check qualifications. Always check qualifications. Don't take everything that you see online as gospel. I know it is hard. Even I get sucked in sometimes. It's really hard because it's, There's so much. It's overwhelming. There's a lot of fear mongering and everybody's worried about their health and everybody wants to live healthy.
Or everyone just wants their next collab with the,
company. Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many. I mean, dietitians are all over social media.
Mm-hmm.
So rather follow a dietitian than, the wellness influencer.
If there's one thing you wish everyone understood about personalized health, what would it be?
So again, like we've said this a lot,
mm.
The entire time is it's just risk. It's nothing to be afraid of. There's a lot that can be done about it, and it's an investment in your health.
Finally, what excites you most about the future of nutrition and personalized medicine?
There's just so much coming out on a constant basis. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the future. One thing I also forgot to mention, Monique, mm-hmm. is that there's even a DNA test to tell you which medications will work for you or not. So like your psychiatric medications, your pain medications, your anesthetics. So I feel like a lot of healthcare professionals are not adopting these things. It's still a bit too scary and new for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like in the future, it will...
Sound like a no-brainer.
It will become like the standard. You'll go to your doctor's office and you'll have your little card that says, okay, this person can't have morphine. Are you going for an operation? This is the best anesthetic for this person. I mean, you hear of those people, those scary things that happen... on the operating table, somebody reacted terribly to the anesthetic. I mean, that's a genetic thing where your body can't process it fast enough.
So that's preventative.
Yeah.
Preventable.
It's not like a freak thing. It's actually your genes processing that medication too slowly. So either that anesthetist needs to give a lot less or change the medication. So I feel like that's just going to be a standard thing now. I mean, going to the psychiatrist, you won't have to try one medication for 6 weeks and see how it goes. And if you need to change it again, it's another whole thing going off that one, going on a new one. It's just going to simplify things.
Exactly. Simplify things. And when it comes to exercise and recovery, is there any DNA testing around that?
Yeah. Well, it tells you, the DNA test tells you whether you recover fast or you recover slow. So basically, if you recover fast, you can smash out a workout and be fine to do another one at the same level the next day. If you recover slowly, if you do a really intense workout, you got to take at least 2 days of a slower workout. If you start smashing them day after day after day, your progress is just going to slow down. And I've seen this in people.
Mm-hmm.
A guy was coming to me, he said he trains so hard every day, he does not see any progress. And then we slowed it down, and he's finally seeing his gains.
So there is tailor-made programs that one size doesn't actually fit all, that every person needs to be on their own journey.
100%.
We'll be right back after the ad break.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome back. Gabby, this has been a very enlightening conversation, and I think that as time goes on, we're going to have to get you back as the information gets greater and as you discover more things. I think people are really going to be fascinated by this discussion. So before we close the discussion, Gabby, what's bringing you the greatest joy in this season of your life?
Obviously my family, learning a lot about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling, always good food, good wine.
Everything in moderation.
Exactly.
What's one piece of health advice you've completely changed your mind about over the years?
So definitely that the scale doesn't predict your health. The number on the scale doesn't predict your health or your worth.
I think you need to say that again, please.
The scale does not predict your health or your worth. So you can be healthy at any size. And also, I mean, I've mentioned before, mm-hmm. I was very anti GLP-1s, Ozempic, mm-hmm. Mounjaro, mm-hmm. when they first came out. But they've proven to be incredible medications. They do so much more than just weight loss. Of course, in the right hands and mm-hmm. with the right training and put people to hold your hand while you're on them. I'm a big fan of GLP-1 medications now.
And Gabby, what does wellness mean to you today?
Well, wellness means...
mind and body.
Yeah, having energy to be present and for your family and your friends and just being able to live life to the fullest, to your fullest potential.
What's your thing, Gabby? What currently is inspiring you, motivating you, or keeping you smiling?
So I love a good cup of coffee in the morning.
Oh, same. I'm with you on that.
Coffee gets me going.
Same.
And I always say my first cup wakes me up and my second cup is just for pure enjoyment.
And it doesn't matter how much time there is in between those two cups.
No, of course not. And then I'm a big foodie. I love food. Mm-hmm. I love wine. Those are little things I look forward to every day.
Gabby, thank you so much for joining us today. Today's conversation reminds us there isn't one perfect way to be healthy. Our bodies are unique, our journeys are different, and perhaps the greatest act of self-care is learning to understand ourselves instead of comparing ourselves to everyone else. Whether today's discussion inspires you to explore DNA testing or simply encourages you to listen to your body a little bit more closely, I hope that you remember that true wellness isn't about chasing perfection. It's about making informed choices that work for you. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Imperfectly Polished. Until next time, besties, take care of yourself, be curious about your health, and remember that life isn't about being perfect, it's about being beautifully, imperfectly polished.